Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Do you want to do it?
You do it.
Welcome to Do Go On Presents with me, your host, Matt Stewart, and her, your host, Jess Perkins.
I thought you were going to go for more of like a like sitting by a fire in a fancy armchair, yes, swilling a brandy.
That's
kind
what
of
I'm
thing.
Doing.
You went a bit more like old Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate it.
Well, get, show me how you would have done it.
No, now I'm nervous.
No, I think that sounds great. I wish I had done it that way.
Or just maybe smoother.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Do Go On Presents.
Yeah, there it is.
We're kicking back here with your host, me, Matt Stewart, and her, Jess Perkins.
Hello.
You can't hear it, but we're playing smooth jazz.
I'm smoking a cigar, but smoking's bad.
Like, there's someone playing an upright bass in the corner. He's smoking a pipe of love.
No, love pipe sounds wrong.
Oh, smoking a love mate. Pull your pants up.
Not here.
Not here. We're recording a thing.
Honestly.
Because we occasionally will come in and present another podcast just for people to listen, just get a little sneak peek of one. Dave Warnicki's not here today. Well, he had to leave because we told him to get the F out of
Yeah,
here.
We were like, oh, we're all done. Okay, bye, Dave. And then we waited for him to leave.
And we said, just the adults can hang out. All right, adult time.
No 12-year-old boys allowed.
No little kiddies, please. Okay, so he's gone now. But we're going to be presenting to you a great new, it's pretty new, it's only a few months old now.
Yeah.
And it's called Shusha Meditations. And it's by a great friend of the show, Alistair Trombley-Birchalls. And in it, he does, it's sort of doing everything you want in a podcast. It's making you laugh, but it's also making you sleep. And it's one of those things where depending on if you listen to it in the waking hours and you want to be awake, you'll just listen and laugh along. But if you listen to it at night, you just sort of, I've used it as a sleep aid a few times and I'll have a little chuckle, but I don't get through the end of the episode and they're not super long. So it's just so soothing.
He's got such a beautiful, soothing voice. He's got a voice that just wraps you up in a hug. And that's not even on the podcast. It's just when he like says hi.
That's right. And you know how to get a voice like that? It's very hard to do. You've got to be Scottish born, then grow up until you're a teenager in French Canada before moving to rural Australia.
Right.
And then as an adult, going to university in the nation's capital before moving to Melbourne to pursue a career in comedy. So very few people have that speaking voice.
Yeah.
But Alistair Trombley-Birchall does have it in a big way.
I would imagine it probably also down to some genetics.
Yeah.
That probably would contribute as well. I don't think just the upbringing thing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I think I do know what you mean. but Alice says one of our favorites. He is one of the directors here at Stupid Old Studios. I stumbled on the name of the business.
That you run?
Yeah. And he's a comedy writer on TV for some of the biggest and best Australian comedy TV shows like Mad as Hell and amongst many others.
Yeah. He's a very talented man.
Very talented man. Also does a podcast on this network called Two in the Think Tank with Andy Matthews.
Yes.
So anyway, let's throw over to an episode of the Shusha Guided Meditations podcast now. This one's called Inner Glow.
Hello. And welcome to Shusha Guided Meditations by Planet Broadcasting. I'll be your shushu for today, Alistair Trombley Birchall. Now, before we begin, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and I want you to look deep inside. And tell me if you see any light in your heart. Do you? And if so, why? Where is light emitting from inside of your heart? Is this something you've done? Or is this something that's happened to you? Do you recall ever asking friends or family to surgically implant any light producing gizmos or gidgets? Or has this happened without your knowledge? Have you seen any suspicious people with a light or lights Maybe we can look at the evidence and what it tells us about the person, or keeping our mind open. Thing that's done this to you. We can be pretty sure they have eyes to see the light. That the light might benefit. We know they have access to electronics in some way. If only we could get our hands on that device. Maybe we could tell a little bit more. Or maybe there's the possibility that no one put something in your chest. But the light in your chest is the someone. Maybe it could be a fluorescent, simple organism like those that glow on the top of the ocean when there's movement. The heart is always pumping. Might activate them to glow. Have you recently got any salt water in your chest cavity? Have you swallowed any maybe by accident after being dumped by a wave or in a cheeky competition with a friend to see who could drink the most seawater? Maybe seawater got into your chest because you got leaky pipes. Or maybe we're complicating things by trying to find ways physical object got into your chest. Maybe the glowing object is not of this world. Maybe it's something like dark matter, which can pass through our earth matter. The question is, why did it stop in your heart? And why is it showing you light? The simple answer is, you need to go see NASA, European Space Agency, or the Chinese one, or heck, you could even go see Elon. You say to them, drop everything. I have a light in my heart, and I think we've just made first contact. Now, from the count of five, I want you to slowly come back to the present. Five, feeling your body again. Four, your eyes are looking from side to side under your eyelids. Three, remembering that you can support the podcast by sharing it or reviewing it, or in the form of donations on patreon.com/shushergm. Two, one, thanks for listening.
And I feel like we need to continue that pace a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to ease back in slowly to our normal talking voices, otherwise it would be quite a shock.
Yes, because I reckon some people probably drifted off there.
I've gone to sleep. I know we were certainly yawning.
I'm a little sleepy.
Somehow you put on your pajamas in that time. Yeah. You got your weird little floppy hat thing.
Floppy hat and your slippers, silky robe.
Your teddy bear. And a cup of hot cocoa.
Oh, and I feel good.
Mm.
I do find that so relaxing.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's funny that Alistair told me that He even uses it to get himself to sleep, which, I mean, how powerful does that show the product is?
Yes.
If you're, like, listening back to my own voice makes me anxious and feel awkward.
Dirty.
And
I feel
gross.
Dirty.
Yeah, it just makes me feel no good.
Yeah.
So if you can get past that in your own voice and it actually helps get you to sleep. He says you shouldn't get high on your own supply, but he does sometimes. So that's pretty amazing.
Wow.
So I would definitely strongly recommend if you're into that to go check out the whole series. So far, I think that there's probably, you know, a good 20 odd episodes, and they're all about 10 or so minutes. There are a couple of specials, or at least one special, where he listed everything as well. It's an hour long, and he just for a while Al was doing live shows and also some shows on our YouTube channel where he would just stand in front of the curtain and list everything.
Hmm.
No two episodes were the same. It just lists things. Like you'd say, pig, grandma looking worried out the window. As it'd be just like he's going to get through everything. No double ups.
And things are going to continue to be made and invented. Mm. It's an ongoing project.
Yeah, it is. You know, Tony Martin, how he's got a project where he's going to walk every street in Melbourne.
Mm.
And he's just been working on it for 10 years or something.
Mm.
There's new streets being made. So even that's a never-ending task.
It's a nightmare.
But listing things,
yeah,
that's a whole nother level.
That's next level.
So, but that's what Alistair's got himself into. So, yeah, do check it out. You can find it on the Planet Broadcasting website. If you just go there and look at our shows, you'll see Shusha. I should have probably looked at other places you can find it. I'll put links in the description.
That makes sense.
I have the ability to do that, so I will do that. But yeah, like and subscribe and all those sort of things. And yeah, please keep being yourself.
Just be you.
We'll be back with another episode of normal scheduled programming on Wednesday. With a great new report, so really looking forward to that one. Mm. I think it might even be with a special guest.
What?
Dave Warnicki's back.
Yay!
And maybe someone else as well. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been so fun to slip into our silky pajamas and sip on, what do you call this drink? Cognac?
Cognac.
Cognac. Delicious.
Night-night.
Laters.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.